According to a healthcare advocacy group, more than 6 working-age Floridians die each day due to a lack of health insurance. That sobering statistic and several others were mentioned today during a conference call highlighting a new report by the Washington-based organization Families USA that documents how the lack of health insurance is literally killing Floridians. Ron Pollock is the executive director of Families USA. He listed some of the obvious negative effects suffered by those who lack insurance.
They're more likely to get, when they do get care in emergency rooms. They often don't get preventive care. They often can't afford the medicines that they need. They tend to be sicker, and unfortunately, they die younger.
Families USA's report says that of the more than 9.5 million Floridians between the ages of 25 and 64 living in Florida in 2006, over 25% of them lacked insurance. They say they collected their data from studies done by the Institute of Medicine and the Urban Institute. South Florida Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz provided a stark comparison to illustrate the seriousness of the situation.
When you sit down and watch the nightly news, if we had the kind of news coverage of people dying from a lack of health insurance that we have coverage for a murder, then this is a problem that would have gotten the attention that it deserves. I mean, I remember when I was in the legislature, and you had a huge uptick in crime and particularly violent crime, and all of a sudden we went into special session to make sure that we passed a number of different laws as quickly as possible to protect the public. Well, protecting the public to make sure that we preserve their health is certainly no less important than protecting them from against crime.
The congresswoman, who represents parts of Broward County in Washington, said people are literally dying and something needs to be done to correct the situation.
We're no longer talking just about people who can't get access to antibiotics real fast. We're not talking about simple sniffles here. We're talking about death. It doesn't get any more significant than losing your life over a lack of health insurance.
Wasserman Schultz was joined on the conference call by Tampa Bay Area Democrat Kathy Castor, who said over 20% of the overall population in Florida now goes without health care.
It's even a little bit higher for children in the state of Florida. We've got over 800,000 kids in our state who do not have access to the doctor's offices for those critical early visits. And because we largely have a service economy in our state, and we have not had the same type of state and local support for health insurance, we're behind in Florida, and that has real consequences when it comes to our mortality rate.
Castor mentioned that she and Miami Democrat Kendrick Meek are currently working on legislation that will try to address Florida's doctor shortage.
And Florida, a high-growth state, ranked below the middle in the number of residencies, even though we're the one of the top states in population and high growth and a lot of focus on medical care. What our bill does is it addresses that arbitrary formula. A lot of the residencies are up in states where they're losing population. They don't have the same strains on their health care system.
Greg Mello is the policy director with the Florida Community Health Action Information Network, or Florida Chain. He says there are a confluence of factors leading to Florida having 3.8 million people without health care, which he says is more than the total population of over 24 states.
As Congresswoman Castor also mentioned, our service and tourist-dependent economy brings hundreds of thousands of low-wage jobs without benefits. And the result is that less than 3 out of 5 adults in Florida obtain coverage through their employer, and that's far less than the national average. And that causes families to have to choose between meeting basic needs for themselves and their children over taking care of their own health care needs. Third, we have a large number of immigrants, as you know, and they generally experience much greater difficulty obtaining coverage and health care in general, especially because they lack information about what resources are available and what coverage they might be able to obtain.